how are you? I guess, yeah, no, it's just kind of, there was someone who was saying, writing about the kind of homelessness thing last week, and I remember about basically a big block of flats they was boarded up and knocked down in Dublin, so I just kind of felt I should write about that. But yeah, enough of me talking. Solid metal shutters tell me nobody's home. Not here, there's no one in this place. This tower stands alone. Standing on prime real estate, flats too far to see. Floors and floors and floors of them, walkways sit empty. Metal shutters sheathe this place, not a single soul inside. These social flats for sale to those who give the highest gold. This ground it is too valuable for those who cannot pay. Homeless stay on housing lists, the flats wasted away. They said there was a shortage, and that is somewhat true. The shortage lies in decency of those who voted through. While people freeze like blocks of ice huddled in doorways, profit booms for blocks of land, for flats in which they could have stayed.
Two short ones. These came from prompts, like the five word prompts. Gods and goddesses was one prompt, and anyway, that's another one. Gods and goddesses. In the infancy of its mental evolution, the human race needed gods and goddesses. We projected this need onto the screen of the heavens. The patriarchal god still lingers wistfully in the wings of our mental theater. Now the projections are guided by the caring hand of the market, and are more about celebrities and superheroes. The process of growing up isn't easy, but we are nearly there. Beneath our quaint quirks and all too human obsessions lies consciousness, awareness. We can make of it what we will. And then the other one is...
That's very nice.
Mythical beasts. Mythical beasts was the prompt. A centaur came in first in the Grand National at 100-1. He was disqualified, of course, but appealed successfully on the grounds that the jockey was combined with a horse.
Oh.
A mermaid was crowned Rose. She did an amazing river dance, swishing in the most deliciously fishy way. The people of Kerry loved her. She was fresh from the sea, or as they say there, the say. Flying pigs have been seen dodging at great speed between the towers of New York. You don't believe any of this, do you? But stranger things have happened. This is no idle fake news talk. Just look at that mythical beast, the MacDonald in the White House. He could feed us to the fishes, or with his nuclear arsenal, wipe us all off the face of the earth 10 times over if he wishes. Did he really say, I could shoot someone in the street and still be elected, you know? And something obscene about grabbing women? Nah, fake news, really low.
Thanks, Niall. Next is Mary O'Connell.
Thanks, Ben. This is called Attuned. The miracle of meeting you still illuminates my being with such a glow I can no longer hide it in my heart. Unlooked for, you came into my life, a gentle presence, like the visit of some revered ascended master. When our group arrived to where we'd spend our short retreat, we breathed in the scented air that throbbed with birdsong. You welcomed us with quiet dignity, fetched steaming bowls of homemade carrot soup that we devoured al fresco. Instead of wine, I asked for water. Our acquaintance grew when you brought a glass that held the rough, crushed sweetness of a peach. A few days later, when the others left to dine elsewhere, we found ourselves alone. There was serendipity at work. Like me, you were an acolyte of Jung, who signaled the concurrence of people's lives. We marveled how our paths reflected this. The strange algebraic configuration that allowed two distant figures converge at a specific time and place. Why had my journey across water been compelled by a notice seen by chance in a local newspaper I came across? Why were we drawn to Fintorn as in the past, where we each became separately attuned to its ley lines humming frequency? You spoke of Fibonacci's golden mean, code 1.618, locked into certain shapes, displaying a strong recurring pattern. Said this formed part of Fintorn's structural plan, that the atrium in which we stood was aligned to that sacred geometry. I felt a bond uniting us as one, yet knew what few remaining days were left were all we had before we'd move apart and maybe never meet again.
Thank you, Mary. Next is Patricia Walsh.
This is called Exercise with Caution. Exercise with caution, probably up to speed. Cooked one's own food is never your property. Taking heed will remember it, covert shell. Baby steps were required, backward paces. Adventurous luminescence comforts the stairs. This nutter structure can never pull things off. Cast down eyes and mouth with construction the sorrow. Image and text follows others permanently. Stale drinks quickly going out of fashion. Washing the sheep I'll go by is universally futile. Kept back for security, a public joke served. Clearing places on a borrowed kitchen. Solitary antics crash and burn forthwith. Loss of camaraderie is one's own fault. Passing by as required, none being indispensable. The blank screen diverts the lighting off. Lifting various arms and floating away. Watched by successes, however dumb. Waiting for the others to come in, spike satisfaction. Slowly dressed for the evening, slowly encased. In decrepit seascapes, I tarot better karma. Calculating a better life without examination. Poses up with the nefarious on a chill night. Thank you.
Thank you, Tricia. Next is Sue Blue.
Written in Cork just recently at an event. I don't know if you know Divian Helena, who organises the Mayo Cafe series. What is that called again?
Tea and Poetry.
Tea and Poetry, oh, right. And she invited for a day to create, come and create. And we gathered in at the English market, and we had a little thought round before, and there was like six or seven of us all from different places of the planet really, and we went into the market and started creating. So I created this
creating in the city. Creating is the breathing of creation, taking in the shiny kidneys, red shapes, the colors of the olives, and treasuring the potter's hands. I breathe the olive wood, its swirling structures in useful utensil forms, the fiery hues of paintings hanging on the wall, and the sculpture of the beast. I look the monkfish in its ugly eye, saying, "Hi, how are you, darling?" and scenting the absolute rose, exquisite among expenses. Rising to the heights of the fabulous Farmgate Cafe, a lofty space that asks me, is seeing creating too? I cherish 230 years of history. My spirit spins the dreams of my last night into magic, card tricks tuned to the number of artists creating moments. Beautiful people inspire a smile, a song in my heart. The blue of a fabric wakes the royal sky of my dream, swirling in the whirls of smoke, the whiff of the weed that sings what tune I miss and lose. Together in all corners we create a cacophony of sounds swimming, a veneration of contours drawn and colours, the sway of a leaf, the busy layout on the market stalls, tempts with its multitudes of taste. Involving all senses, creation is the love of art, the life of, the love of art, of life on the buzz, of the melody of an angel touching our hearts with its wing, making our souls fly. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Next up is Cedric Picon.
Thank you. Miss Fortune, with barely enough cloth over her heart, sparkles, sparkles, spins, spins, like a wild dice, Miss Fortune. To the beats of the club on the floor, she seems an easy win, spins, spins, like a wild dice, dance to the tune. Shines like a million diamonds, sparkling, both a jewel and a queen. An appeal to which no joker is immune. She can deal with any bad hand. This lady against four kings wins. Nothing falls against, never falls against all ends, leaving three jacks to win. When on the way home, a rather foul deal of a king follows, slithering, grabs the scantily clad lady very soon. Swiftly she draws a blade, an ace, promising a hole for a spade. Gives an explicit, silent message to the goon. With a poker face, she threatens. He won't try his luck again, for he now knows what is misfortune.
Next up is Philip Spillan.
I heard you in meditation, in reflection. I heard you sing today. You were so far, so was an echo, but the hovered note was so close. It was not the suspended chord that I listened for. It was the silence in between. It was like the space between your eyes, the mark above your lip, and there behind the ear, and the time between each heartbeat, suspended, denied, it ended. And I will sleep in peace until you come to me. Then the wind building, and you already forgot about the silence in between.
Moon messengers. The moon's messengers crinkle their way across the sea's ancient, mirthful face. The hazy smile of the horizon giggles out a sunbeam. Wave-watching clouds chug sluggishly by with their load. The curved arc of the bay woos the messengers. They reach with cerulean arms, graceful and ugly as drunken dancers. Sea serpents glide and snap at their tails. Under the surface, they are a strata of rings for giants to dip their fingers and emerge with sea-spangled body armor, which rise and flaps fins with each movement. Two dolphins walk with small, deliberate tail steps across the brine, seeking out the selkies to reverse a changeling, to return a cold blue child. Their sonic clicks and chatters not carrying above water, a scream of harsh twistware. The sound suffocates and flounders. The sound shadows drop below the surface to be swallowed and passed through the slick 30 centimeters of the silent eel. Each messenger crashes and passes its dispatch to the cave-like canals of the cliff's ears. The ocean's updates cackle and worm their way through the rock's fissures. The grass roots amplify and uptake the update. The moon's secrets are released as a herby squall, each time a grass blade is plucked, held between two fingers, and blown.
Thank you, Rua. So next up is Amy.
This one is called Hearts and Hedgehogs. The moment my life changed yet again was when the young boy with the wild hair was playing his guitar like Arthur Guthrie, and I was walking slowly across the room. I was so aware of the importance of this walk that brought me from there to here. When I say here, I mean leaving. The light was low, just like my heart that I was dragging behind me. The dirt on the pop floor got stuck to it. It was blackened and pierced with glass splinters, looking a bit like a hedgehog. Funny how life is always so circular. A long time before that, a hedgehog had changed my life. You came running up the stairs, hiding that soft and fluffy creature behind your back. And in a breathless voice, you confessed that you brought him as a gift. The moon was full when I was walking along the river, measuring the periphery of this island that I was, and I looked down on my hands, shocked to see hands that break things, hands that hurt, hands that don't hold anyone anymore, except a heart that looked like a hedgehog, and a hedgehog that was your heart.
That's the end of our open mic list. I forgot. Rob Urquhart.
sorry to do this after all the magical realism, which I really enjoyed, but I wrote this poem 13 years ago. It's all Ireland night in Dublin town. There's no train, there's no bus. I wait around, sitting on the steps at Connolly Street Garda station. You homeless? No, I'm waiting for a bus. Are you homeless? I asked the man with shoes but no socks. And he says, homeless, yeah, they spiked my drink. When I woke up the next day, I didn't know what to think. They took my cash and my passport too, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I give him a fag, and the glowing red coal seems to warm his soul. Now he sleeps on pavement hard concrete with the native blanket for pillow and sheet. Ooh.
Thank you, Rab. That's the end of our open mic list and the end of our nights. Thank you all for coming. Another big round of applause to Niall McDevitt, our guest poet.